Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I didn't know school could be this much fun, did you? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hello, everybody. It's Friday on KCBC, and we're just, hey, we're not excited because it's a weekend. We're excited because Jesus is in the room. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's go in our Bibles once again to Mark chapter 5. Now, we're talking about the rank and file of the devil's kingdom, the kingdom of darkness. We have been delivered from the authority of darkness, translated into the kingdom of God's agape Son, God's dear, loving King's kingdom. Amen. That's Colossians, of course, first chapter. Now, let's go back where we were. Let's begin right here again. In the 7th verse of the 5th chapter of Mark, verse 6, the madman of Gadara, when he saw Jesus afar off, a long ways off. See, it wasn't the fact that he saw him a long ways off, but the Jesus anointing and the power of God just permeated that whole area. I mean, it was just powerful. And he just fell on his face and worshiped him. Now, Jesus said in verse 8, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. Verse 7, then, that devil in this man cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, torment me not. I adjure you by God. How could he say that? Because he had the authority to say this. I adjure you. Torment me not. And Jesus said, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. 3,000 to 6,000, a legion, a Roman legion. Now there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, all the devils, all of them, how thousands of them, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Now the people didn't hear that. Of course, Jesus did. And Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake. There were about 2,000 of them, and they were choked in the sea. 2,000 screaming, squalling, dying pigs. I can't even imagine what a squalling, nasty, weird, frightening sound that must have been, particularly to this herd was food for Roman soldiers. And they're out there guarding those things with their lives. I mean, somehow this whole herd, there's no telling what the Romans will do to them for not taking care of them. It scared all of them silly. Now, all of this noise, all of this screaming of those pigs, and they're not even paying any attention to Jesus and this madman. They're out there guarding those things, and they never heard anything like it in their life. 2,000 hogs screaming and squalling under the power of those devils. It was not because they were drowning. It's because there are devils in them. There's devils in them. They're squealing and screaming and hauling and squalling. And they ran violently. A whole herd of them, 2,000 of them, ran off the edge of that cliff. Enough to frighten anybody around. They that fed the swine fled. They ran. They were so scared. They told it in the city and in the country. They went out to see what was done. Faith, say it with me, faith always prepares for what it expects, what it believes is going to take place. When they came to Jesus and see him was that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Where did the clothes come from? Well, wait a minute, brother, let me give it. No. Jesus took the clothes with which to dress him. He knew where he was going, fully expected to deliver this man. That's the reason he went over there in the first place. Knowing what was going to happen, he took clothes with which to dress him. That's right there is where you're supposed to say amen.
Amen.
That's a good shouting spot. Go prepared. Yes, sir. Let's go back to Jamaica. We talked about that earlier in the week. I was there back Jamaican independence. It was the first year of independence of Jamaica. And I'm telling you, it was party time in Jamaica. And they got their independence, you know, from Great Britain and all. And I was supposed to begin what I was doing on Monday. And of course, I went in early. And so Sunday morning, in Spanish Town. And the church there, pastored, the Open Bible Church there, was pastored by a man that I had met before. And so I went to church that morning. Now, the week before, a group of partners in Shreveport contacted me and said, "Brother Copeland, could we have a day apart?" I said, "What's a day apart?" They said, "Well, we have rented a room at a local hotel here, and we want you to come just teach faith to us for a while there for a day. And would you do that?" And I said, "Well, then now that's the same church where Jerry Savelle was saved and where Carolyn Savelle was raised there in Shreveport. It's the same church." And there was a group of people there that we had had a lot of time, that we had one three-week meeting in that church. Anyway, I said, "Well, sure, I'd be glad to do that." So I went over there and did that. It started 9 o'clock in the morning. They brought lunch in. Went through lunch. Went through that afternoon. It went to 5 o'clock that afternoon. Just on faith, just like we're doing here. We just never quit. And they brought lunch into that room. We ate right there in that room. 5 o'clock came. 6 o'clock came. 7 o'clock came. They said, "Well, good." I thought, "Well, good. You know this, but we have another meeting at the Citadel." Okay. Now, I preached all day long. Went straight to Jamaica. Finished on that weekend. Now, with that, and then Sunday morning, I'm in Jamaica. And so I went over to Brother Keith's church, and he said, "Come on up and sit on the platform." I said, "Okay." So I went up there and sat down. He said, Brother Copeland, you take the morning service. Okay. So I walked up there just to the podium. I turned around. I said, Keith, how long should I go here? He said, well, let them off for lunch. I said, well, what time are we having lunch? Oh, about 2. He said, let them off for lunch. If you don't give them lunch if you don't want to. I said, we'll take off for lunch. Okay, then, at 2:00. So that was 9:30, 10, something like that. And so we let them off for lunch. But by this time, I'm not kidding. I was about like this by that time. And that microphone about that big, and I was in there praying. I went over and took a taste of that fried chicken they'd fried in coconut oil, and I didn't think I wanted any more of that. Yeah. It looked really good, but I did swallow that bite. Forget that. So to make a long story short, I did this back before I walked out there. I said, Lord, and I said the same thing. I got out there, I took the microphone, and I held it up there like this. I said, if I was to ask my voice if it's healed, it'd say no. If I was to ask you if I'm healed, you'd say no. I didn't ask my voice, and I was not going to ask you. I asked the word, and it said, yes, by his stripes you were healed. It came back just like that. Preached until 5:00 that afternoon. Yeah. My voice is getting stronger and bigger. Yes. Now remember, faith always prepares. Remember where we were on that? So, and that church was packed out. Man, there were people all over the place. And this four young men brought this woman in there. I found out later it was either their mother, or their, I think it was their grandmother. Anyway, you remember the woman that could in no wise lift herself up? This woman could in no wise lift herself up. They brought her in there. She was like a ball. She was in a ball. I'm telling you, she looked like a ball. She just... And so they brought her in there, put her in a sheet, and laid her down on the floor. Now, when I saw that, and of course, it's pretty obvious, but I'm still preaching healing. I'm preaching Mark 11:24 and 1 Peter 2:24, and, you know. And I saw that. And it was right at about 5:00, and suddenly there was a crutch went right straight up. Yeah. You get somewhere after that third or fourth hour, and I'm telling you, the power of God falls. That crutch went straight up. I want you to know the party was on, brother. That woman jumped up from there and began to dance, and I'm telling you, dancing. And she put on her shoes. She brought her shoes to that service.
Amen.
It's shouting time at KCBC. She brought her shoes to that service.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, praise Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. They saw Him sitting clothed and in His right mind, and they were afraid. They saw it told, and they that saw it told it had befell to him that possessed with the devil, and concerning the swine, they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. They get out of here, please. Just go. Will you go? Will you just get out of here? So what'd he do? He left. And as he would come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Jesus, let me go with you. I need you. I want to go, please. He said, no, go home to your friends. Tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. Compassion, love. Let me remind you big time here, because Jesus is assigning him to go right back into the place where he came from and where all of this started, and it's just not all that far away. Amen. Now, Professor Gregg, Decapolis, those 10 cities in relationship to where they were right there at the Galilee. That's not very far away, is it?
It surrounds the Galilee.
Yeah.
Part of the Galilee.
So it's just, there's just this 10 city area that's around that, it's just right here. Now he has an assignment. Remember, those devils had an assignment. Now this man has an assignment. On my list of first things you want to know when I get to heaven, I want to know his name. Brother Legion, that ain't going to get it. That wasn't his name. That's the name of that demon that was controlling him. So, now I want you to get the proximity of this. 1 John chapter 4. The 18th verse. Let's go there quickly. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected. His love is developed. His love grows. How does that happen? Second chapter, 5th verse. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. It grows, it develops, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yes. Romans 10, 17. Okay, you follow me now? So now notice this. And verse 12, we love one another, so hereby know we dwell in him and he in us, but he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and that person in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love perfected and developed. Herein is our love perfected and developed, that we may have boldness. Amen. Don't you ever back off of a devil, because you're full of the love of God. Amen. God is love. You are full of God. And you have His name. You're named after Him. If you've ever read Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, beginning with the 14th verse. Herein is our love perfected, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but mature love cast out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not mature in love. You go back and you preach love. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. All of them marveled at it. What a message. Now, all of that whole area, the whole area thought that this mad screaming devil that never slept and cut himself and could tear and rip shackles off his body into pieces thought he was a god. And they were greatly frightened of him. The thing never sleeps. And he howled and bawled all night long. And nobody could sleep for him. They had to finally learn how, and probably, I'm saying probably, you understand? But I understand fear and I understand the minds of people. They most probably would begin to worship this thing, trying to get it shut up and get it off of their minds where at least they could sleep. Because those screams and hollers were not human. Not human. And it took over that whole region. The whole area was crippled and paralyzed with fear. They were afraid of the Romans. They were afraid of everything around them, and they got this thing living in the midst of them. So he goes back home and he begins to preach the love of God. And he begins to talk about this Savior, this man. You know, I finally found out his name. His name is Jesus. I didn't know who he was, but I saw in his eyes that he loved me. And he brought clothes for me. And they weren't some secondhand missionary clothes. They were new. It's new stuff. First new suit I ever had in my life. You like my new suit? Jesus gave it to me. He had it with him when he set me free.
Hallelujah.
He brought it. He brought it for me. He brought it for me. Now see, you and I don't know what opened the door, but he did. He knew what it was. He knew what it was. Where he knew where that devil got a hold of him. I don't know what it was. Didn't have to be all that serious, but whatever it was, it got on his mind. Here's something else. I don't know whether he was a Jew or not. Most likely was, because Jesus was sent first to the house of Israel. But you don't know that. But something got in his life. I don't know how much family he has, where he had any family or not. I don't know how old he was. But I know this, he became a good preacher. Now, I submit this to you. Did Jesus call him?
Yes.
Did he send him?
Yes.
He was an apostle.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Amen.
And we're out of time. Let's give some shout here. Jeremy! Come on, Jeremy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. This message today brought a strong conclusion to this week's study. The kingdom of darkness is already defeated, and Jesus gave you the victory. You should never again be intimidated by evil spirits in your life. In Jesus' name, you've been given the authority to cast out demons, heal the sick, set captives free. Through Christ Jesus, you've been given power over all the works of the enemy. Now, before we leave today, here's some information about Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and then I'll be back to pray with you in just a moment.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome, discovering the calling and purpose and God has put in my life. It's been great. It's been life-changing for sure.
Over these past 2 years, there's been things that have been added to me that the Lord's going to be able to use and I will be able to put into practice.
We are being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God, that He's fulfilled everything.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors, everyone's constantly pouring into you, and just it's just been awesome.
This school has taught me the Word of God, and nothing can stop me. I'm ready to go out and love on people and The love of God has just been poured into us so much. We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And I want to read to you again from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." You've been taught the word today. You've been taught the word all this week. Many of you have been watching this broadcast for years. And every time you tune into this Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, you're being taught the word of God. And I know for many of you, it's brought answers into your life. It's brought healing. It's brought prosperity. It's lifted you up. And we praise God for that. That's what this whole thing is all about. But you have a part in response to that. Your part is to go before the Lord and say, "Okay, Father, how would you have me respond to this? How would you have me make sure that this word that I've heard doesn't just stop with me, but it gets into the life of somebody else?" And that's where partnership comes in. And you need to remember what the word says. The word says, don't be deceived. Don't kid yourself. Whatever you sow, you reap. And when you sow into a ministry like this one, when you come alongside Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and stand in partnership with them, you're not just giving something away, you're sowing a seed, and it opens up a door for God to go to work in your life. And that's what we're believing God for, that your seed into this ministry would give Him access to go to work in your life, your family, your business, your finances, even in your own ministry. And partners, those of you who are partners with this ministry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can give testimony to the good things that God has done in your life and for your family because of your step of obedience to partner with this ministry. Listen, partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love you. They appreciate you, and they are praying for you every day. And that's one of the big benefits of partnership. You will never be a day in your life without somebody praying for you. And it's this prayer covering of the Word of God and the blood of Jesus. It's become an essential part of our lives in the times that we're living in. You and I both need men and women of God praying prayers of faith over us. And that's a big part of partnership here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And as partners, you are part of sending the Word of God out, whether it's through this broadcast, whether it's through the magazine or social media or special events or any of the teaching resources that we produce. Because of you, people around the world can receive the Word of Faith teaching, and they can teach and train their families. They can live in the victory that Jesus has provided. I'm telling you, partnership is powerful. And we receive your seed into this ministry, and we call you blessed in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for your faithful support. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the amount to 36609.